Toby, you ever eat ecstasy?
No.
Glad we cleared that up. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday on B. Mitch and Finley.
Were you thinking I had?
No. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Loved throughout the DMV and now available. You can buy it everywhere in Maryland, but now you can buy it in Virginia. Toby, you don't drink much vodka, but when you do, what do you prefer?
Scotty's.
That's a boy. B. Mitch and Finley, Triple A poll of the day. Which team impressed you more last night, the Cowboys or the Eagles?
Cowboys, probably. Eagles were kind of underwhelming, if anything. The Cowboys had such low expectations, they could do anything. If they could just walk down the field, it would have been impressive. There were such low expectations for them. I thought they were impressive on offense.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, especially in the first half, that weather delay just screwed up that whole game.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, and there was almost, you know, a full quarter played before that in the third quarter, but still, there wasn't a whole lot going on in that second half overall. But, I mean, Dak looked good. CD looked good, aside from dropping some balls. Like, he was open.
All right.
I don't know. Cowboys offense looked okay.
B. Mitch Finley, AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. All right. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. And for the last hour of the show, it's just going to be the boys talking ball. There's nothing better. Nothing better than the boys talking ball. Seriously, it's like one of my favorite pastimes. It's
probably
Probably why I have this job. Give me one key to a burgundy and gold victory on Sunday, Tobo.
I mean, we've talked about it all day, from guests to alluding to it. Got to keep Jaden upright. Give him some time, and I don't trust. I know Tiki was talking about Paulson Adebo. He's coming off a broken femur, JP. He might look impressive so far, but, you know, he was good with the Saints. He wasn't great. That's your number one corner. Deontay Banks is still a question mark. Drew Phillips. I think they can take advantage in the passing game because I actually think that Terry is going to start reasonably well for missing as much time as he did. If they can stop that pass rush or at least neutralize it a little bit, and who's to say that they're not going to blitz like the Dallas did last night and not keep their integrity and let Jaden outside the pocket. But if they can keep him upright, I think Jaden's going to have a field day.
I think Jaden is going to be so flipping good. Yes, the Giants have invested a lot in the pass rush. We had Bob Papa on yesterday who calls Giants games and has been close to the Giants organization for 30, 40 years. And he said, you know, it looks like this, but I remember when Washington had the four first-rounders on their D-line, and they were supposed to be dominant,
yeah.
Right? Allen Payne, Sweat, Young, and they weren't dominant. They were good. They were good flashes for sure. I just think Tunsil's really good. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I understand it's a division game. We watched the division game last night. These things tend to be tight. I think Jaden is so ready to be great. And I've watched just about every throw this summer. I just think he's so dialed. And, yeah, you got to protect him. But I think he'll also protect himself.
Yeah.
And his ability to make plays when they're not there. I thought, forgive me, I can't remember if it was DQ or if it was Cliff. But somebody got asked about, like, hey, you know, it's really hard to stay so successful on fourth down. It was DQ. And he owned it. He's like, yeah, we know that. It's the level of success we had on fourth down last year is hard to do, but we try to consider a few different things. We want to really know where our kicker's good from, so we know in our minds in advance where we're going for it, and that can impact our third down play calls. So it's not willy-nilly, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's not Riverboat Ron going with his gut, right? We've heard this story 1,000 times. It is extremely data-based when they're going for it on fourth down. And so DQ said, we got to know where our kicker's comfortable. We got to know where we're going to go for it. And sure, you know, there could be some regression, but we also got Jaden.
Yeah.
And I keep going back to that because I think it's a difference.
It's kind of crazy, and it's going to sound crazy when I say this, but hear me out. It almost feels like Commanders fans, they love Jaden so much, but they're almost underrating him going into this year, JP. It's almost like they think he's special, but like, oh, I'm nervous the offense could start slow or this and that. If you need to feel better about Sunday, if for whatever reason you're a little uneasy, go watch Jaden Daniels' highlights. That guy's going to be fine. Like, that dude is already one of the most special quarterbacks in the league. And so no matter what matchup you step into, you feel good about it. You've got the better quarterback, with the exception of maybe if you're facing Lamar or Josh Allen or Mahomes or Burrow, and that's about it. So stepping into Sunday's game, not saying it's going to be a cakewalk, but you're stepping in with a quarterback that is hands down the best player on the field. And when you've got that, you've got the advantage in any matchup. So I'm not worried going into Sunday. Not saying they're going to win definitively, but I'm not that worried going into Sunday because you've got a star. And the thing that I've said throughout the offseason, he's shown on the field that he's a special player. But you just heard from us talking with Jory Epstein. The thing that I bet on with Jaden isn't necessarily the ability on the field.
The work.
It's the guy.
It's the prep.
I can bet on Jaden Daniels putting in the necessary work to be ready to go. And so with that, I'm not that nervous about Sunday because I just have to watch one Jaden Daniels throw. I mean, the uneasiness of the Terry McLaurin situation, JP, going all throughout training camp and all these things. I'd walk out to camp and watch Jaden throw one ball. I'm like, you know what? Even if things go south, it's okay. They've got five.
Dude, Tischler and I did this on the Beltway Football Show yesterday. Like, we were doing this game breakdown, and I really believe the Giants' D-line is their strength, right?
Yeah.
I get that. I think Washington's O-line now is a strength. Like, acquiring Laremy Tunsil is a really big deal, and then you draft a first-rounder that's going to play right tackle for you. Allegretti or Wiley? I don't know. We'll find out. I kind of think they're leaning Allegretti. We'll find out Sunday. Brandon Coleman showed real guts last year playing left tackle as a rookie. And there was good and there was bad. But I think Brandon Coleman at guard could be really good. Biadasz is really good. Like, I acknowledge every game in the NFL is a threat. Teams can lose whenever.
Yeah.
Like, you can old takes exposed me here if you want to. Like, obviously, New York is a threat. They're a good football team. They have good players. Like, it's the NFL. If you could predict the NFL week to week, you'd be a very rich person. You can't. But all that said, I always circle back to Jaden. Like, all roads lead to Jaden. You know what I mean? And what Tischer and I got into it yesterday is, like, you know, we were all really concerned about the Terry thing. I wasn't. I always thought they'd get the Terry deal done. And we didn't waver from that on this program. And I'm not concerned about Terry, like, not being there long enough. If you are, you're entitled to it. Like, I can understand the logic if that's a concern, but it's not a concern for me. Now, Malik Nabers is a concern.
Yeah.
Dexter Lawrence, right? Like,
there's definitely questions about the team, but this is what frustrated me with, you know, the big article this offseason about how lucky the Commanders were. How lucky is it when Patrick Mahomes has the ball last and his team wins? Is that lucky? Because I don't think that's lucky. I think that's having one of the best quarterbacks in the league and him going out there and doing his thing. How many times last year was it Jaden Daniels had the ball last and his football team won? That's not luck. That's having the better quarterback. That's what happens,
dude,
in the NFL.
They practice it. People, I think, really underestimate the impact of hiring a dude like Dave Gardy made. Dave Gardy worked for the NFL for decades and was in charge of operations, like game operations, like how the rules work, how the clock works. Then you bring that dude onto your staff to help you with the clock at the end. You know how, like, so many coaches bungle that stuff. Washington, forget end of game. Go back and check. Maybe ChatGPT can do this. I don't really know how to use ChatGPT, but that's a popular thing to say. I'd love to know how many points the Commanders stole at the end of halves when they had 48 seconds and they were able to get three. Like, those little things that they coach and practice make a huge difference at the end result. And I've planted a flag. People have to get comfortable with expectations. PFT commenter said it this morning, like, it's weird feeling expectations. You should have them.
Yeah.
I think this is a good football team.
Yeah, it's a privilege to have those, right? And not to say that they're going to win 12 games or they're going to win 10 games. We don't know. Like you said, you roll the ball out and see what happens. Roll the helmets out and see what happens. But you feel as confident as possible because the coaching staff is competent, can make adjustments, can make a game plan that works. You've got the better quarterback in just about every matchup you're going to step into. And you've got a team that feels like it's going to be prepared. And by the way, a team that went 12-5 and went to the NFC Championship last year is probably better on paper this year. So you're not guaranteed anything, but everything possible that they could do to make sure that they're ready to roll and that they can repeat what they did last year and take a step forward, I think they've done it.
Dude, and I'm also just done with like the regression sophomore slump conversation. Like the games are here. The games are what matter. They go 10-7 and win the wild card game. Like, is that bad? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, to me, it's make the playoffs, try to win the division. And then the win total count is every year in the NFL, every season is a living, breathing organism that shifts and grows and shrinks and moves throughout a 17-game, 18-week marathon of a meat grinder. So, like, trying to draw too much from last year is just folly.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not particularly relevant, honestly. It does the ass-kicking of the Browns in week 6 matter?
No.
No. So, like, stop trying to draw from that. And what B always says, the windshield's way bigger than the rear view. Like, we're on to Cincinnati, man. It's week 1. It's the boys talking ball.
Yeah, 100%. I think, too, we've talked about how difficult the schedule is this year compared to last year. I think the nuance that maybe we haven't done a good enough job of talking about with it, JP, is it is a more difficult schedule in the sense that there's no cupcakes. Like last year, there were a couple of games where you could have brought your C-level game and probably won, and in some cases they did. Like the Saints in the second half, they win that game, right? There's no real cupcakes aside from maybe if you don't believe in the Raiders or a couple of games here or there. But I think they're the better team in a majority of their games. So would it be crazy to see them get to 11 wins, 12 wins again?
No.
No.
I don't think you should expect them to fall back.
Correct.
Now, injuries happen that, like, what are expectations for the Bengals if Burrow gets hurt? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's football.
Injuries happen, it's football. But outside of that, my expectations are this is a good team. They're going to play good football, and they're going to contend.
100%.
And that could be whatever numerical value you want to assign it. I just don't care.
Yeah, 100%. You got to go out there and win football games. And I think it's right to have expectations for this team. And I think they have expectations. So I'm excited for Sunday to kick it off. Excited to see what the guys look like.
Hell yeah. John is in Aldi. Johnny, it's the boys talking football.
Hell
what's up?
Yeah. What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You guys do a great job covering the team, and it's a pleasure listening to you guys every day.
Thanks, dude.
I'm just so excited, man, for this weekend, for this new season to start. My kids are young kids, 10, 12, and, you know, like, they're finally able to get into it and actually have a competent, good team to, like,
it.
Root for. So, oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Looking forward to seeing our new playmakers out there, Debo and our – looking to see how our offensive line does against that strong defensive front that Giants have. I think we'll do well. I think our guys are ready with Tunsil and John Connerly on the other end. So, like, as long as we win that battle in the trenches, I think we have a great chance of winning this weekend, and I'm super excited about it. So let's go, Commanders.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call, John.
I'm excited to see Connerly in his debut. Interested to see what the Giants are going to do, throwing different guys at him. But I've been impressed by some things that I've seen. I think there's some places he needs to grow. But you're right. I think that offensive line is now a strength of this team, and it hasn't been the case in quite some time.
Should we dial this in? Predictions?
Sure.
Confidence level?
Sure.
I think you and I feel... Listen, my confidence is not guaranteeing victory, right? But I think they've got a good team. I think they're going to be ready to play. And assuming all things fire correctly, they win the game.
Correct.
So I would say I'm confident.
Yeah, very confident.
NFC's games are tricky, man. Like, I get all the stuff. They barely beat the Giants twice last year. I get it.
Well, and people that are worried that they're maybe going to start slow, I can understand that because of the various factors that they can point out. And also look at last night's game when both offenses didn't play a ton in preseason and both of them just marched right up and down the field in the first half. And we're firing all cylinders right away. So, yeah, there's some weird things that can happen, but I feel pretty confident they're going to step out there and be ready to roll week one. And if they play their best football and they play to their standard, they're going to win the game against the Giants.
White Brian, you're a Giants fan. You're here sometimes, and you listen to us talk about the burgundy and gold with some frequency. You're aware of last season. You're aware of this season. You're aware of the change from Tommy DeVito to Russ Wilson. You're aware of the addition of Abdul Carter. You're aware of the addition of Deebo Samuel. How are you feeling going into this game?
I'm feeling good in terms of I think the Giants have something to prove. I think that D-line's really good, and it's going to be a very competitive game. The issue arises when it's a close game and number five on the Commanders has the ball to win the game.
So your confidence level as a Giants fan of a Giants victory?
3.5. Only way they win is if they are up double digits in the fourth.
3.5 out of 4, 3.5 out of 10, 3.5 on what scale, sir?
3.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Professor Landini, you are here regularly.
That is correct.
Landfill, of all the people, Landfill is the most dependable.
Yes.
Remarkable, that's true.
I mean, that tells you what the scene is like on the B. Mitch and Finley program. Professor Mulligatawny.
That's correct.
Confidence level going into Commanders Giants.
Extremely high. I have complete confidence in Jaden Daniels. I'm like, I'm just going to say 10 Ooh. Out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. They're getting this done. I have zero faith in Russell Wilson anymore. He's on, what, his fourth team in 4 years? That's the sign of a guy who's not good anymore.
It's also, he's got to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you're a pain in the ass, dude.
My Giants ain't getting it done. Commanders win.
Landfill's a 10 out of 10.
I love that.
Toby tells us how high he goes when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.